Hello, actors. Thanks for tuning in. This is Catherine Ray Furrow. I am the founder and the host of Acting for Your Life.podomatic.com. Thanks so much for finding us at actingforyourlife.podomatic.com and on iTunes at Acting for Your Life. I am here with Mr. C. Thomas Howell. Thanks so much for joining us, Tommy.
My pleasure.
We are here at the Fright Night Fandom Fest in Louisville, Kentucky, and just so happens that we started to talk about acting, and you know how I am actors and talking about technique and method and everything, and we had a conversation about training and different things, and Tommy and I were talking a little bit about Meisner and how it's helped him. So, Tommy, tell our listeners out there your thoughts on Meisner and just how it's helped you as an actor.
Well, you know, as a child actor, I really had no technique, and that's possibly the best way to start. You know, you just are in the moment and sort of doing the best you can and going for it. And I found when I was young, I started working with Larry Moss, who's an amazing acting teacher, and he has basically, you know, perfected the Meisner technique and worked with a tremendous amount of talented people. And I was studying with him when I was about 16 after I'd done, you know, I'd say, half a dozen films.
Yeah.
And I decided, well, if I'm going to do this for a living, I better figure out what the hell I'm doing. So I was fortunate enough to meet Larry at a young age. And believe it or not, he went with me onto location during The Hitcher with Rutger Hauer.
Yeah.
And so I had a 3-month intensive with Larry. And what I loved about the technique the most was it didn't really take me away from what I already knew.
Yeah.
You know, the Meisner technique, when you break it down, is pretty much about being in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and listening.
Yeah.
And I think most actors don't listen enough.
Yeah.
You know, they especially green actors, they'll go and sort of rehearse their faces off and they make their choices at home.
Yeah.
Instead of just knowing the words and coming to the set and making your choices and making those discoveries.
Yeah.
On film or in the moment. And that's the best work.
Yeah.
You know, when you start to regurgitate choices that you made at home in the shower or in the car on the way to work, you become robotic and there's nothing organic about it. There's no nuances to it. But
yeah,
really listening and being in the moment and being responsive to what's happening in front of you.
Yeah.
And taking risks. Uh-huh. And not being afraid to make those changes and really not forcing moments, just allowing moments
to happen
is for me what Meisner is all about, and that's really what my work's all about.
Yeah.
So, you know, my pitfalls, my downfalls as a young actor were really stifling. That was just because I wanted to be good. I wanted to be accepted. So I tried harder than, you know, you really need to. I mean, when it gets down to it, acting is pretty simple.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people make it a lot harder than they should, and they
mm-hmm.
start forcing moments, and they
yeah.
start, quote-unquote, acting
yeah.
instead of just being present and living the moment
and being there
and trusting,
yeah.
you know, and then walking away not trying to win an award every line that you deliver and really just knowing that you're good enough
yeah.
with what you've got.
Yeah.
And that's the hardest thing for new actors to learn.
Yeah.
And so I'm always amazed when you find a child actor like Dakota Fanning, for example,
mm-hmm.
who is so gifted at just being in the moment, and you watch her work all through, you know, her childhood to where she's at now. I think she's 18 now.
Mm-hmm.
She's always phenomenal.
Yeah.
But it's because she's always present and in the moment.
Yeah.
And you never see her forcing. And you can really tell a good director when you're working with kids, because kids don't have any real preconceived ideas when they come in. You know, they don't make choices in the shower. They just show up and go to work, you know.
And do their thing, yeah.
And that's really what adult actors need to do.
Yeah.
Just show up and go for it.
One of the things I really love about your work is eye contact. Mm. I mean, you really, you make eye contact and you observe the pause and you're really, you know, from moment to moment to moment to moment. How is that going from, you know, a young actor that realized that he needed training and kind of moving forward? Did you always have that connection? Were you always about the eye contact?
Well, a lot of that just comes from listening. Yeah. So, you know, if you make eye contact, generally you're connected.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm starting to go the other way, you know. Like, I watch one of my favorite actors is Robert Downey Jr.,
mm-hmm.
and you'd be amazed at how much eye contact he doesn't make.
Mm.
And he will steal a scene from you by doing that. He won't look at you during an important moment. And I find that to be riveting. So I'm starting to go that way myself now. But you go through, you know, phases and you recognize habits and you're constantly challenging yourself to break those habits and make changes. And you know, when you've been around as long as I have, you'll experience moments that you've shot before.
Yeah.
You know, whether you're being arrested by the cop or, you know, whatever it is, right? You try to, at least I do, I try to find new ways to play those same moments.
Yeah.
And I find myself recognizing some habits and by abandoning those safety nets,
mm-hmm.
I find the work becomes a lot deeper and a lot more interesting. And, for example, I don't know why, but I've been playing a lot of bad guys lately. And
not typecasting, right?
Well, you know, I mean, oddly enough, I'm a pretty nice guy. I guess it depends on who you talk to. But it, you know, one of the things that Rutger shared with me, and he was probably, you know, the most important influence on me personally still to this day as far as a mentorship and mm-hmm. watching somebody that and learning from somebody on set. But, you know, he's probably one of my favorite bad guys ever on film, whether it's Blade Runner or, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. But I asked him one day, I said, Rutger, you know, everybody's so impressed with your work and you're such an amazing, you play, you know, amazing bad guys. What, you know, what is it? What's your secret mm-hmm. there? And he sort of calmly looked at me with those steel blue eyes and as he was chewing on the end of a filterless Camel cigarette, he sort of, with that husky voice, leaned in and said, I don't play bad guys. And, you know, that affected me.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing worse than a bad guy playing or making a choice to where he's playing a bad guy.
Yeah. Yeah,
and basically what that did was, you know, that thought rattled around in my brain like a BB in a matchbox ever since I heard it. And, you know, now when I'm offered these roles, like I just had a stint on Criminal Minds where I played the Reaper.
Yeah.
And, it's some of my best work, to be honest. And I play a guy on Southland right now on TNT. I play a cop that's not the most likable guy on the force. But, you know, my key is to find those moments of humanity. I go the opposite way of playing a bad guy.
Yeah.
I try to find those moments that are real
and
connected and deliver a whole round character that is the exact opposite of what you might think a bad guy is.
Yeah.
And that's really working for me. So.
Okay.
You know, it's like I said, it's a lot easier than you think. I think most actors overthink things.
Yeah.
And they get lost in wanting to be accepted and wanting to be good when you need to throw all that out and just show up and go to work.
Sure.
You know, I think Woody Allen said 90% of it is just showing up.
Yeah.
And when you're young, you don't understand what that is.
Sure.
But, you know, I'm 44. I've been doing this since I was about 6 years old, and I'm starting to scratch the surface. Just show
it's
up.
A process.
Just show up, man. You know?
Just show up and be there.
Stop working so hard. And I think if most actors would trust that, they'd be a lot better at what they do.
One more quick question. One of the big parts about the Acting for Your Life program is that we talk about life management and professional development
mm-hmm.
and how important that is. The life management side of your life is just as balanced as the professional side.
I wish I would have learned that at a younger age.
But that's what I want you to, you know, to tell my listeners that the importance of knowing that the life management side of who you are is just as important as the professional development.
Well, you know, it's pretty simple. It's like that T-shirt that you read, Everything I Need to Know I Learned in Kindergarten.
Yeah.
You know, just don't hit other people. Share. You know, the simple things, man.
Keep it simple.
It's amazing how we forget that. But it comes down to pretty much you get what you put out.
Yeah.
You know, and I can't tell you how many friends and people I know have just wrecked their lives through drugs and alcohol and poor choices and overspending and living you know, outside of their means, and and all those things that seem to be pretty basic that you tend to get lost in.
Yeah.
And really comes down to about the work. You know, if you're a real actor, it's always about the work. It's not about awards. It's not about accolades. It's not about the money. It's about connecting with people, meeting people, and making that energetic exchange. And, you know, I like to be treated nicely, so I treat people nicely. And I help people, and they help me.
Yeah.
And it's pretty simple. You know, and if you can try to keep your life simple and not overspend, because, you know, they don't teach you how to behave when you're a movie star. You know, it's really, up to you, and hopefully your mother and father raised you properly. Mm-hmm. But if they didn't, just stop and make some simple decisions. You know, we all innately know what the right thing is. So I think, you know, it's really important to establish that and question yourself, why are you doing this?
Yeah.
You know, are you doing it because you want fame and recognition, which is not the right reason, because you're probably not going to get it.
Yeah.
You know, it's a hard road. The acting road is a tough road, and it's filled with a lot of no's and not this times. But if I often say, you know, you got to be sort of like a tortoise. You got to have the hard shell on the back and the soft stomach on the front, you know, because when you get the work, you want to be sensitive and you want to be connected and you want to be real, but you got to be able to hear the word no a lot, and you got to just, you know, like water off a duck's back, you got to just let it go. And I also believe in doing everything and anything you possibly can as an actor, because you learn so much.
Yeah.
And whether it's plays or, you know, whatever sort of theater, commercials, films, independents, you know, do whatever you possibly can get your hands on. First of all, work breeds work.
Yeah.
And second of all, it's all about experience. And until you get that experience, you're pretty much out there dog paddling, you know. And then once you find yourself feeling comfortable, you realize you can relax, and, well, hey, if I don't do anything, I'll float.
Yeah.
And that's really what it's about, you know. Quit trying so hard.
Very cool. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
I can't thank you enough. It's really awesome.
I'm glad we did it.
Yeah. Okay. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for finding me at actingforyourlife.podomac.com. You can also send all of your comments to actingforyourlife@live.com. That's it for today from Fright Night Fandom Fest. Thanks so much to all of the fans and listeners out there, and go out there and break some legs.